From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This past week, the Israeli cabinet passed an austerity budget with huge cuts to social welfare programs. It's the latest evidence of the mounting cost of the violent conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. We have reports from both sides. NPR's Julie McCarthy will report on the Palestinian economy. But first, here's NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
For 17 years, Chef Moshe Basson ran Eucalyptus, one of Jerusalem's most successful restaurants. It served Middle Eastern food based on spices and plants mentioned in the Bible. Basson says that in September 2000, before the current Israeli-Palestinian violence began, he served an average of 1,000 people a week. 9 months ago, Basson closed Eucalyptus's doors and let his staff of 35 go. He finally gave up, he says, after weeks when there were no customers at all. The restaurant was on Jaffa Road, one of the main arteries of downtown Jerusalem and the site of several of the city's worst suicide bombings. Basson says he lost more than $200,000 and he's still deeply in debt. He looks around at the closed doors of other nearby businesses.
There was the City Hall Cafe that closed just in the beginning of the Intifada. There was another dairy and fish restaurant here, Meli Melo, that closed again just in the beginning of the Intifada.
David Rosenberg, a financial analyst in Jerusalem, says three factors have combined to plunge Israel into the worst recession in its history. One is the global economic turndown, especially after 9/11. Another is the drop in the high technology sector, which hit Israel especially hard. And the third, and perhaps most important, is the Intifada, which has had several effects.
The first and kind of general one, obviously, is undermined business confidence and even, to some extent, consumer confidence. Is if you feel that your personal situation is insecure, then you're not going to invest money in a new factory. You're not going to go to the shopping mall to buy a new stereo set. The second factor, obviously, is tourism, which has sunk to the lowest levels in 25 years. And the third factor is the absence of Palestinian labor in the building and agriculture industries.
The recession has caused Israel's unemployment rate to jump to almost 12%, the highest in its history. Yaakov Fisher, the managing director of IBIZ, an economic consulting firm, says all sectors are suffering.
For two consecutive years, we've had what is called negative growth, i.e. the gross domestic product, which is the way that they measure overall economic activity, has been actually going down from year to year, which is a very serious thing, certainly unprecedented in Israel's short economic history. There have never been two consecutive years of negative growth.
He says some forecasters are predicting a third year of negative growth for 2003. In contrast, he says, Israel's growth rate in 1999 was a robust 7%. Fisher says it could take years to repair the damage to the Israeli economy, especially the drop in foreign investment.
This was no longer regarded as a stable economy, and so investors went away. As investors, the first thing they look for is political stability. Even though there's an economic return, they will not risk that economic return if there's political instability.
On a micro level, more and more Israelis are feeling the pinch. There's little hunger in the country because of a vast net of social benefits and charitable institutions. However, government benefits are being slashed dramatically, and thousands of families fear they will be plunged into poverty. Economists also say more and more Israelis are spending money they simply don't have, going deeper and deeper into overdraft at the bank. But despite the gloomy news, some Israeli analysts remain decidedly upbeat. They believe that as the global economy picks up, there will be more demand for Israeli high-tech products, especially in telecommunications. Tourists are starting to come back. And they say if the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace succeeds in restarting Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, foreign investors will return as well. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.